Welcome back. Today I'm looking at mergers and acquisitions again. This is the effect the COVID-19 epidemic has on the mergers and acquisition industry, and this is specifically four ways that mergers and acquisitions can handle the COVID-19 pandemic. So I will be reading what I have so far. There are four possible paths parties can take in response to an M&A deal in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. Not mention it at all. Evoke a material adverse change / effect clause. Evoke a force majeure clause. Or appeal to the legal doctrines of impossibility and or frustration. Material adverse change has the possibility of being used to the advantage of the seller. The material adverse change clause is most likely be useful to the seller or target company because it excluded pandemics from its definition. Unless otherwise defined, in the future, the material adverse change clause will most likely be useful to the seller or target company because it excluded pandemics from its definition. Force majeure clauses, however, in contrast, force majeure clauses purchasers in an M&A deal are most likely to benefit from force majeure clauses. Because it can serve as a reason to terminate the M&A deal. The legal doctrines of impossibility and frustration can also be used as reasons for the purchaser to walk away from the M&A deal. But it depends. On whether force majeure can be used to excuse a COVID-19 pandemic. Because if you are a seller and say this is a force majeure, you can actually say that this can be a reason the buyer cannot walk away from it fully. So the second part that the seller or the purchaser benefits from force majeure cases is not as clear. It is pretty clear from the other one, material adverse change, that the seller will benefit, or at least it benefited in that case. But it's less clear to see how that will affect things. So let's just leave it at that for now, and then let's go on. So there's no precedent case in M&A deals in which a pandemic has allowed the purchaser to terminate or walk away from the M&A deal. So I should more accurately frame it as, in contrast, force majeure clauses are most likely to benefit purchasers as a reason to terminate the M&A deal. But there is no precedent. Is most likely that there is no precedent to back that up. There's one case in which the pandemic was specifically excluded from the M&A deal. Divide the two up and saying, you know, there is no precedent that has allowed the purchaser to walk away. But, so I can just add, but force majeure clauses are most likely. There's one case in which in which pandemics were specifically excluded from the material adverse clause change clause in order to prohibit the purchaser from walking away from the deal, as seen. And then I'm gonna delete the as seen in the and just say : Acorn versus Fresnius case. The other alternatives of force majeure and legal doctrines remain options that are that legal scholars find promising but are unexplored in the context of the pandemic. Like force majeure clauses. Okay, so I'm done with two paragraphs so far, at least reviewing them, and I've done that for 10 minutes. So it takes quite a long time, more than you would normally imagine. And so it's important just to put in that time, because it takes longer than you would normally expect. So, yeah. So yeah. All right. Now, I'm going to go to the next paragraph. Material adverse change is the most promising clause that can deal with unforeseen circumstances such as the COVID-19 pandemic in the context of M&A deals. Material adverse change clauses. Pandemic during closing or signing and closing of the deal is really what I want to look at, because it's saying material adverse clause, adverse change clause, is about something that happens in between signing and closing the deal. So between, I have to rephrase this to between signing and closing an M&A deal. Material adverse change clauses are provisions which aim to entitle a purchaser to walk away from a transaction between signing and closing if events arise. If materially adverse, materially detrimental events when materially detrimental changes happen to the company. Although material adverse effects are broader than the concept of material adverse changes, they are often used interchangeably. They're sometimes used interchangeably. All right, so I'm done with another paragraph. I'll go on to the next one. So the requirement for MAC and MAE clauses have usually been interpreted narrowly for events that financially affect the target company. Even in the case, even in the only case that mentions a pandemic in an M&A deal, Acorn Inc. versus Fresnius Cabby AG case, material adverse effects only refer to financial downturn of the company. The Acorn versus Fresnius case, case requires a material adverse effect to be durationally significant and the company specific rather than industry wide. The event must impact the long-term future of the, in other words, the event must impact the long-term future of the target company in the deal and must impact the company rather than the industry overall. Specifically, impact the company rather than the industry overall. In this sense, some may argue that it may be hard for the COVID-19 pandemic to qualify as a materially adverse change. In this sense, Some may argue that it may be hard. In this sense, it may be hard for the COVID-19 pandemic to qualify as a material adverse change that affects a single company and affects it may be hard for the COVID-19 to qualify as a material adverse change because companies would have to would have the burden to demonstrate that the pandemic affects a single company. Only affects a single company. Single company in a unique manner. Okay. In the Acorn case, therefore, pandemics were specifically excluded from Max, and that risk was given to the purchaser. And the risk of pandemics was given to the purchaser, which means this is good for the seller.
Yep.
This means that the COVID-19 pandemic would not allow parties to walk away from the deal. This means parties could not. This means that parties could not simply walk away from the deal because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Because as Max have often excluded events that are considered acts of God. Acts of God. And I'm going to bring this sentence back up and say something, it may be hard because Macs are often excluded events. Have often excluded events that are Mac clauses have often clauses have often excluded events that are considered acts of God. If parties in the future would like to include pandemics such as COVID-19 in Macs, claims would have to show the direct and lasting financial impact of the pandemic. Okay, so I'm now done with another paragraph. There was a lot of fixing to be done, and it really filled up the entire page, but it's good that we worked on it because now it is much easier to read and the logic is getting better. So that is good. Let's go to the next one. Force majeure. in the M&A context, there is no precedent regarding force majeure clauses evoked in the case of pandemics. However, Steve's and Sons, Inc. versus Jeldwin is one case in which force majeure was used in an M&A deal to relieve the responsibilities of the contract. It is important to note, however, that this case is different from the MAC clause that has been used in the context of pandemics such as COVID-19. I want to rephrase this and say, force majeure related case is different from the Acorn case in that in from the this force majeure clause is different from the MAC clause in the Acorn case because is different. Actually, I can say unlike the MAC clause from the Acorn case, this force majeure case does not mention the possibility of pandemics. Does not consider pandemics a possibility, or does not mention pandemics. Does not mention pandemics as pandemics. Does not list pandemics as a cause that would either trigger does not list pandemics so it does not elucidate whether a pandemic would constitute a force majeure, and it doesn't say whether a force majeure would not constitute a force majeure clause. And so it remains ambiguous. It remains because it leaves does not list pandemics, leaving its categorization, leaving leaving whether the pandemic is a is a force majeure clause qualifies as leaving whether the force majeure, whether COVID-19 is part of the and so I would have to say the force majeure clause leaves a possibility ambiguous, leaves the force majeure clause leaves it ambiguous, leaves it ambiguous whether or not the COVID-19 pandemic would qualify under the force majeure clause. Although the possible use of force majeure during pandemics follow the broader legal debate, there is no precedent. Although this ambiguity is ambiguity on force majeure is present, is common. What is a different word for common? I'm going to look that up. Is common denominator. Commonplace. Common denominator. Coexist, maybe? It's a similarity. What's a synonym for similarity? Closeness, comparison, correction, correlation, harmony, kinship. Is a shared characteristic. On force majeure is shared across the broader legal debate. There is no precedent in the specific field of mergers and acquisitions. And like that, I am done with another paragraph. This is great progress so far, and it has been 30 minutes since I've started. I'm going to take a 5-minute breaker, and I'll get back to it. All right, I'm back. It was a longer break than I wanted it to be, about 20 minutes. So I did 30 minutes worth of work and rested for 20 minutes, so that's fun. But I'm almost done with the paper, so my goal for the day is to... The goal for today is to read through entire thing and then change all the revisions, and that will be the entire goal of the day. When I do that, I will be good to go, and I will be done with the work for now. So, let's start with the first paragraph. Differences between force majeure and MAE/MAC. MAC and So I'm going to change the order of MAC and MAE and making MAC more important. They're the same thing. But MAC clauses intend to allocate risk between the parties that may arise between signing and closing of the transaction, whereas force majeure can be claimed at any time. So I want to summarize this in saying, while MAC clauses are time specific, how do you say that? Is there such things as time specific? Let's see. There is a word like that, but it doesn't seem like it's really used in dictionary. So while MAC clauses can be evoked, between the signing and closing of a transaction, force majeure can be claimed at any time when a force majeure event arises. It is rare for MAC and